All right, so all right, well, could you tell me your name and spell it for me?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Perfect. And Karen, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had cottage cheese with yogurt and blueberries and nuts.
I had almost the same thing for breakfast.
That's crazy.
That's so funny. Okay. So, where do you most commonly gather your food?
At the grocery store. I usually go to Pick and Save. That's closest to me.
Awesome. And in as much detail as possible, could you tell me how you get to and from Pick and Save?
My car.
Your car.
I don't know what else to... Yeah, I drive there.
About how long does it take you?
3 minutes.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's why I go there. I'm not a huge fan of Pick and Save, but it's the closest, and that's why I go there.
You'd be surprised how many times I've heard that from people. Convenience over price for them. So, if you could grow any food, what would you grow?
I should... Well, I do grow food. I have a garden. I do, yes. And I grow tomatoes. I grow... But my favorite thing to grow is kohlrabi.
Nice.
Yes, that's one of my favorite foods. That and, like, Brussels sprouts, but I have not been good with Brussels sprouts. Only got them 1 year. So that kind of, I love that cruciferous kind of stuff. You know, broccoli and cauliflower and that kind of stuff.
Is there anything that we can't grow here in Wisconsin that you'd love to be able to grow?
Like pineapples and fruits like that. Yes, yes.
I actually have a pineapple plant at home. It doesn't have fruit, but yeah,
avocados.
It's cute.
No, I love avocados.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes.
So could you describe your dream garden plot?
I would like to have, well, a bigger garden plot. So it would be very big, but it would have very nice soil. Like, my soil is very clay-like, and I hate it, so I'd love to have more sand in it and to have, like, all different flowers, but also vegetables, and I'd love to have fruits too that could grow in it if it could.
Awesome. So, our favorite question, what is the taste and recipe for trust?
I don't know how to answer that. Honesty, cleanliness, just clean, clean. I trust clean. I feel good about that.
I like that answer. So tell us about a food that's special to you and why.
You know what? I just popped into my head. Strawberries. I used to go strawberry picking with my sisters and my mom and my aunt when I was younger. We'd go to these big farms once a year, and then we'd pick, and then my mom would make jelly and different things with it, and so that's a special food. Just we saw how it came from the ground as a young person and how much work it is to pick and to make it into a jelly or wherever, you know, whatever you're going to use with it.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you want to share about your food journey?
I wish we had, you know, again, I do a lot of, obviously, shopping just from the grocery store, but I wish we had more. Like, I love farmers markets, and I usually just buy so much because I love fresh, and I love that it doesn't seem, I mean, it's more expensive. So I wish things were less expensive and things were fresher and all over. Everything's so processed. I hate it, but I do eat it because of convenience.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you.